Please take your seats. Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats.
Why don't you just hit the gavel and see if that helps?
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The Senate will please come to order. Just a friendly reminder to those in the gallery and on the side aisles and on the floor, if you have a cell phone, please turn it off. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson.
Here.
Bates.
Here.
Bonamici.
Here.
Boquist.
Here.
Burdick.
Here.
Carter. Devlin.
Here.
Dingfelder.
Here.
Ferrioli.
Here.
George.
Here.
George.
Here.
Gerard.
Here.
Hass. Johnson.
Here.
Cruz.
Here.
Metzger.
Here.
Juanes Anderson.
Here.
Monroe.
Here.
Morissette.
Here.
Morse.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
Brzezinski.
Here.
Rosenbaum.
Here.
Schrader.
Here.
Starr.
Here.
Telfer.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Walker.
Here.
Whitsett.
Here.
Winters.
Here.
President Courtney.
A quorum being present, the color guard will post the colors, and America the Beautiful will be sung by Sean Hanawell from Almsville. Sean works for Salem Kaiser Public Schools as an employment specialist for students with disabilities. Sean will be accompanied by Tammy Lippold. Post the colors.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty, above the fruited plain, America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife, whom more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success and nobleness and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful, for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster city gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing while Chaplain Todd Pinch, chaplain for the Crisis Chaplaincy Services, gives the invocation. Chaplain Pinch recently presided over the memorial services for the two fallen officers involved in the Woodburn bomb incident, Captain Todd Tennant of the Woodburn Police Department and Senior Trooper William Hakeem of the Oregon State Police.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in this moment with tremendous gratitude in our hearts. Father, you have given us the privilege of living in the greatest state in the nation, and for that we give you thanks. Father, we give you thanks for the beauty of the Oregon coast. We praise your name for the bounty of the Willamette Valley. And Lord, we stand in awe as we look at your creation in the center of the state, and we bask in your love for us as we enjoy the majesty of eastern Oregon and the wonder of southern Oregon. Oh Lord, we count ourselves to be some of the most blessed people on the face of the earth. Father, we bow our heads in this moment and we seek your face. We come to you in prayer and we ask for your wisdom and discernment for these leaders of our state. Father, there are many difficult decisions that will need to be made in the coming days and in the months ahead. There are issues that are perplexing and the solutions are complicated. Father, may you be a part of each meeting and may your wisdom be found by each senator here. Lord, I also ask that you help these men and women set aside their political differences and parties and, Father, strive together to find what is best for the state of Oregon. I pray that they would not enter into their discussions and negotiations as Democrats or Republicans before they first remember that they are fellow Oregonians. I pray that cooperation can reign above all other goals for the benefits of the citizens of this state. Father, we also pray now for each Oregonian that calls a state home. We know that there are many who are hurting right now, people without jobs, people who are struggling to pay their bills and keep their homes and put food on the table. Father, people who are discouraged and searching for hope. Lord, I pray that you would come alongside of those people in this moment and minister to their needs. I also pray that you would keep them on the minds of these, our public servants, as they consider the various matters that face our state. There are also thousands of citizens, Father, who simply rose this morning and went to their jobs without fanfare. They will go home after their work today. They will be law-abiding citizens. And Father, as they go home, I lift them up to you as well and ask that you continue to strengthen them as they faithfully serve their families and their communities. Lord, I thank you for Senate President Courtney. I thank you for the other members of the Senate as well as the House of Representatives. I thank you for Governor Kulongoski, and I pray that you will protect each one of them. I pray that strength will be given to them as they fulfill their responsibilities of leadership. Lord, I also pray for President-elect Barack Obama. May you give him tremendous discernment as he soon will step into the role of our nation's leader. Father, we love you, and we pray all of these things in your holy name. Bless this Senate, O Lord. Bless this state. And may you continue to shine your grace upon us as we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain Pinch. Be seated. On behalf of the Senate, it's my particular honor to thank the Color Guard for the posting of the colors, and let me introduce the members of the Color Guard. And as I speak your name, please step forward. Sergeant Carl Strong, U.S. Marine Corps from Talent, Oregon. He's been in the Marine Corps for 5 years, 4 months. He's currently serving as the Inspector Instructor for Company A, 6th Engineer Support Battalion in Eugene. His awards include the Navy Achievement Medal for actions in Iraq, where his squad confiscated a large amount of illegal contraband weapons, drugs, and IED materials. His deployments include Iraq, Somalia, and Jordan. Captain Dean E. McHugh, 173rd Fighter Wing, Kingsley Field, Klamath Falls, Oregon. He's just completed more than 19 years of service, with 11 years served in the state of Oregon. He's been deployed to Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Operation Iraqi Freedom, and Operation Enduring Freedom. Currently, he serves as the 173rd Fighter Wing's Installation Deployments Officer and Base Honor Guard Commander. He was awarded Officer of the Year for the 173rd Fighter Wing in 2006. Bosun Mate Third Class Rachelle Kennedy, U.S. Navy, originally from Rogue River, Oregon, has served in the Navy for more than 4 years. She is currently the Navy Operational Support Center in Eugene. She's earned the Good Conduct Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Medal, The Battle Excellence Medal for the best ship. She earned this medal while stationed aboard the USS Harry S. Truman from 2004 to 2006. Aviation Survival Technician 3rd John DeSalle, U.S. Coast Guard. Aviation Survival Technician DeSalle is a helicopter rescue swimmer. He's stationed in North Bend, Oregon. He enlisted in July of 2003 at age 18 and graduated Helicopter Rescue Swimmer School in the class of 4906 in September of 2005. His greatest achievement to date is the Coast Guard Achievement Medal for saving a man's life who had fallen into a 50-foot crevasse. Specialist DeSalle was lowered by helicopter into the crevasse and provided life-saving emergency treatments and assistance to the critically injured hiker. Recent achievements include second place in the U.S. Coast Guard District 13 competition for competitive riding titled Welcome to North Bend. Sergeant First Class Thomas Burgo has been in the Army 18 years and has been deployed to Iraq. He has also served in Germany at Fort Lewis and been deployed in Louisiana in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. Some of his decorations include the Combat Infantryman's Badge, the Army Commendation Medal, and the Army Achievement Medal with three oak leaf clusters. Specialist Jamie Kitch from Detachment 1E, Company 7185 Aviation, has been in the Army 5.5 years. He's currently preparing to deploy to Iraq. He's originally from South Dakota, but now resides in Salem. His awards include the Army Achievement Medal with oak leaf cluster and the Oregon Emergency Services Ribbon for fighting wildfires in Oregon. He's proud of the fact that he was able to qualify on the 50 caliber machine gun at Gowan Field in preparation for his deployment. Staff Sergeant Aaron Powers has served in the Army for 17 years and is a Desert Storm and Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran who also deployed to Louisiana in the wake of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. His decorations include the Combat Infantryman's Badge with Star, the Army Commendation Medal with two oak leaf clusters, and the Army Achievement Medal with two oak leaf clusters. Sergeant First Class Fernando Fernandez, Joint Forces Headquarters Finance, is a Salem native who has served in the Army for 12 years. He is also one of the founding members of the TAG Select Honor Guard. He's earned the Army Commendation Medal with oak leaf cluster and the Army Achievement Medal. And finally, Specialist 4th Class Jason Adsit, Army National Guard. Specialist Adsit is the 2003 Oregon Soldier of the Year. He has one Army Commendation Medal, two Army Achievement Medals, and 8 years of service. He is currently assigned to the 162nd Engineers. We would like to thank these fine representatives from all of our branches of service for honoring us today with the presentation of the colors. Thank you very much. We will now have a special musical presentation by Lauren Masanke and Stephanie Crook. Together they will sing "The Sound of Sound the Trumpets" by Purcell. And then following that, Stephanie will be singing "Morning" by Ovid Speaks, with Lauren accompanying. Stephanie is a graduate of Southridge and is joined by her mom, Kathleen. She's a freshman at Willamette and plans to major in math and go to graduate school. She is a mezzo-soprano. Lauren is also joined by his mother, Renee, and he is a junior at Lake Oswego. He plans to go on to school and major in vocal performance. He is a coloratura sopranist.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren Masanke and Stephanie Crook, for that lovely musical presentation. Courtesies of the Senate are extended to former Senate presidents, and I would ask each of them to stand and be recognized. President Fred Hurd, President Ed Fadley, President Gene Durfler. Senator Carter, Senator Morse, today we have a birthday or two to recognize on the Senate floor. Senator Betsy Johnson and Senator Bruce Starr are celebrating their birthdays. And as we all know, we have a tradition of celebrating birthdays with a rousing rendition offered by the members of Happy Birthday. So Senator Carter and Senator Morse, Senator Burdick, please join the trio. And I'll expect some pretty fantastic three-part harmony now.
Thank you. I move that a committee of three be appointed by the chair to serve as a committee on permanent organization and order of business.
Recognize Senator Whitsitt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I second the motion.
Senator Johnson moves that a committee of three be appointed by the chair to serve as a committee on permanent organization and the order of business. Those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Voice vote. Opposed? Motion carries. The chair will appoint Senators Haas, George, and Bonamici as a committee on permanent organization and order of business. Recognize Senator Carter.
Good morning, Mr. Serving President. Thank you. I move that a committee of three be appointed by the chair to serve as a committee on credentials.
Recognize Senator Nelson.
Thank you, President. I second the motion.
Senator Carter moves that a committee of three be appointed by the chair to serve as a committee on credentials. Those in favor will be signified by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. The chair will appoint Senators Walker, Morissette, and Starr as the committee on credentials. The Senate will be at ease while the committees meet. Committees, meet. Have the committees completed their work? I recognize Senator Haas.
The Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business has met and is ready to make its report.
The chair will read the report. Senator Haas.
We, your Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business, respectfully recommend that the Senate proceed to effect permanent organization of the Senate and that the following orders of business be adopted. Appointment of committees on permanent organization and order of business and credentials. Adoption of reports of the committees on permanent organization and order of business and credentials. Administering oath of office to newly elected senators. Election of permanent officers of the Senate and administering oaths of office. Appointment of Special Committee on Rules, motion to adopt permanent regular session and interim rules of the Senate as recommended by your Special Committee on Rules. Adjourn until Thursday, January 15th, 2009.
May I request a page to bring the report to the desk? Recognize Senator Haas.
Mr. President, I move that the report of the Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business be adopted.
I recognize Senator George.
I second the motion.
Senator Haas moves that the report of the Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business be adopted. Those in favor of adopting the report of the Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Recognize Senator Walker.
Thank you. The Committee on Credentials is ready to make its report.
The chair will read the report.
Thank you. We, your Committee on Credentials, after inspecting the official proclamation from the Secretary of State, respectfully submit the following report. That the following senators are entitled to sit in this body until the second Monday in January 2011, to wit, Alan Bates, Peter Courtney, Richard Devlin, Larry George, Elizabeth Betsy Johnson, Rick Metzger, Rod Monroe, Bill Morissette, Frank Morse, Floyd Prozonsky, Bruce Starr, Vicky Walker, Jackie Winters. That the following named senators were elected on November 4, 2008 at the general election for a term of 4 years, beginning the second Monday in January 2009, and are entitled to sit in this body until the second Monday in January 2013, to wit, Jason Atkinson, Brian Boquist, Jenny Burdick, Margaret Carter, Jackie Dingfelder, Ted Ferrioli, Fred Girard, Mark Haas, Jeff Cruz, Lori Monis Anderson, David Nelson, Diane Rosenbaum, Chris Telfer, Joanne Verger, and Doug Whitsitt. That Suzanne Bonamici was elected on November 4, 2008 at the general election for a term of 2 years, beginning the second Monday in January 2009, and is entitled to sit in this body until the second Monday in January 2011. That Kurt Schrader, a duly elected senator from the 20th Senatorial District for a term of 4 years, beginning the second Monday in January 2007 and terminating the second Monday in January 2011, resigned on December 16, 2008. That Martha Schrader, a qualified elector from Senate District 20, was duly appointed on January 9, 2009, to the office of State Senator by the Board of Commissioners for the County of Clackamas until the second Monday in January 2011. The certificate of appointment is attached. Thank you, Mr. President.
May I request a page to bring the report to the desk? recognize Senator Walker.
Thank you. I move that the report of the Committee on Credentials be adopted.
I recognize Senator Starr.
I second the motion.
Senator Walker moves that the report on the Committee on Credentials be adopted. Those in favor of adopting the report on the Committee on Credentials will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. At this time, the chair will appoint a committee to escort the Honorable W. Michael Gillette, Associate and Senior Justice of the Supreme Court, to the rostrum to administer the oath of office to the newly elected senators. The chair appoints Senator Prozanski and Boquist to escort the Associate Justice. Gentlemen, to the side aisle. Rise. Welcome, Justice Gillette. Thanks for being here. The Senate is honored to have the Honorable Justice W. Michael Gillette, Associate and Senior Justice of the Supreme Court, to officiate in administering the oath of office to our newly elected members of the Senate. All the newly elected members of the Senate will please rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, my congratulations on your election. I trust that the years that you serve here will be as delightful in the main as they are today, recognizing there may be a bump or two along the road. As I administer this oath, there are two things that you have to keep track of. The first is the oath begins with I, and then you are to state your name. When I say I, state your name, don't say state your name. Instead, state your name. The other point recognized by the Oregon Constitution is that a person may either swear or affirm to an oath, and so it'll be your choice as to which you are going to do, swear or affirm. I will say both, but it's not intended to confuse you. Just go ahead and do whichever it is you normally do. So if you raise your right hand, repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Ted Ferrioli.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of State Senator.
The duties of State Senator.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
My congratulations and best wishes to you all.
And you are to remain. You have more work to do. The newly sworn-in members will please sign their oaths of office, which are on their desks. The pages will then bring those oaths of office to the Secretary of the Senate at the rostrum. After signing and acknowledgement, the oaths will be filed with the Secretary of State, and the extra copies will be delivered to your offices. And thank you, Justice Gillette, for swearing in our new senators.
President, thank you.
You bet. And so, sign your oaths of office, and then I will ask that the pages collect the oaths. Pursuant to the report of the Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business, the next order of business will be nominations for President of the Senate. I recognize Senator Walker.
Thank you. I nominate Senator Peter Courtney for President of the Senate and move that nominations for President of the Senate be closed and that a unanimous ballot be cast for Senator Peter Courtney for President of the Senate for the 75th Legislative Assembly.
Senator Walker moves that nominations for President be closed and that the journal editor be instructed to cause the records to show that a unanimous ballot was cast for Senator Peter Courtney for President of the Senate for the 75th Legislative Assembly. Is there any discussion? Senator Walker.
I would like to speak to my motion.
Senator Walker is recognized.
Thank you. I've known Senator Courtney longer than I've been a member of the Oregon Legislative Assembly, and he's not going to get off so easy today. I first encountered the good senator when he served in the House and I was a young citizen activist traveling up the freeway to lobby Oregon legislators. I've always respected him and admired him and even at times feared him. But in the years we have served side by side, I have come to appreciate his intuitive abilities and his keen sense of knowing how to get the job done for Oregon. Bill Church actually said it best in yesterday's Statesman Journal. Quote, spending time with State Senate President Peter Courtney is like visiting an amusement park for the first time. You don't know how the ride is going to end. He's got a quick wit, a smart tongue, and a fascinating way of being both self-deprecating and strategically bombastic. Bill went on to say, the role of Senate President is traffic cop, diplomat, dispatcher, guidance counselor, futurist, and politician. And I might add, it means knowing all the secret hand signals and gestures of a good football coach. And boy howdy, did Bill get it right. Senator Courtney is the longest serving member of the Oregon State Legislature. Starting a political career that began in 1974, the year I graduated high school, on the Salem City Council. I just thought I'd throw that in. He joined the Assembly in 1980. He has ably led this chamber since 2003 and will tie the record for longevity with my hometown Senator Jason Bowe of Reedsport and former Governor John Kitzhaber. Each and every one of us in this chamber understands the heavy burden that awaits us as we grapple with an economy that is falling apart at the seams here at home, across this great nation, and indeed across the world. Oregonians are looking to us for leadership, and leadership is what we will give them. Except for our newest member, who brings a wealth of talent to our chamber, we are all experienced legislators, capable in our own right, but shining stars under the guidance of our Senate President. He has the ability to stretch us to our limits, encouraging us to go outside of our comfort zones to achieve even greater things than we ourselves thought possible. We will need that guidance like never before, my fellow senators, as we set sail over rough seas ahead. We will need a captain who knows how to steer this ship and how to keep our team working together to get the job done for all Oregonians. I am honored, I am privileged, and I am certainly humbled to ask that you join me in supporting our friend, our colleague, and our captain, Senator Peter Courtney, as Senate President of the 75th Legislative Assembly. Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Walker moves the nominations for President be closed and that the journal editor be instructed to cause the records to show that a unanimous ballot was cast for Senator Peter Courtney for President of the Senate for the 75th Legislative Assembly. Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Senator Peter Courtney, by unanimous ballot, is now declared President of the Senate for the 75th Legislative Assembly. Senators Dingfelter and Telfer will please escort President Courtney and his family to the rostrum. Margie Courtney will administer the oath of office to the newly elected President of the Senate.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I.
I, Peter Courtney.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of President of the Senate.
The President of the Senate.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability. Thank you. Good job.
Not yet, buddy. You got one thing for this. You stay right here. Senator Jackie Winters will please come to the podium. You know, Mr. President, you have established a tradition of providing a corsage for each member of the staff and each member of the Assembly, of the Senate. And we have a presentation that we would like to make to you on your election as President of the 75th Legislative Assembly. Senator Jackie Winters.
Thank you. Mr. President, you are fond of giving all of us a corsage and a rose. This morning, the Senate Republicans would like to present you with this white rose. This is a rose that will not wither, and it will not fade. And it is a symbol of our collegiality, our goodwill, and the peace and the civility that we pray will reign over this 75th legislative session. We, the Senate Republicans, are looking forward to working with the majority party to create a better state for all Oregonians. You are fond of telling us Oregon, our Oregon. We understand that the 75th legislative session has a lot of challenges, and it is our commitment to work with you and with the majority party to solve those problems for all Oregonians. And so, Mr. President, we hope that you will keep the white rose on the dais to remind us that the task at hand is about all of us. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you so much. Good job.
Mr. President.
Thank you. I want to thank Senator Farioli for opening our session here today. He asked me several months ago if he could have the honor of doing so, and I gladly responded. Good job, Senator Farioli. You've done us proud. I also want everyone to know I've often said that we're only as good as our staff. We didn't come here, this event today, without a great deal of work. So I also want to thank Senator Richard Devlin, the Democratic leader, and his staff for all the work they've done to make today and this morning a great event. I want to recognize the Secretary of the Senate, Judy Hall's staff, Judy Hall, Anita Neifert, Cindy Johnston, Sue Ellen Scott, Britton Taylor, and Julie Medina. They worked tirelessly to bring it about. Our floor staff, Stacia Martin, these are new individuals to us today. But, of course, we all know how important they will be to get us through this session. Stacia Martin, Justin Freeman, Abby Stevens, Chuck Bradish, Nick Herman, Anna Reboken, Dave Ramsdell, Riley Schaff, Lauren Yamasaki, David Imason, Frankie Bell, and Norma Benedict. They've also been working tireless to make today be a good day. And finally, my staff, the President's staff, you know them. I sure know them. Connie Seeley, Debbie Lowry, Phil Bentley, Margie Courtney, Sasha Pollack, Linda Neighbors, Joe Pope, and Robin Maxey. Also, a special thanks I want to make. I know my staff wants to make sure I make this thank you because he's been helpful, really helped Senator Ferraioli. Jonathan Thompson in Senator Ferraioli's office worked very, very hard to bring us to today. I'm not going to, I don't do a lot of R.D. things. I know what uniform I wear. We're a lot rock room I come from, and you all know that. I don't do a lot of sentimental things. I will say one sentimental thing, if you allow me. I am here alone with my wife today. We have three sons, and they're all away, and I'll be doggone. I was driving in this morning. I got a call from my youngest son, Adam, who's at Arizona State in Tempe. And he just said, well, Dad, I just want you to know I'm thinking of you, and I don't do much sentimental with my sons. I said, well, that's nice. And he said, that's nice. And it sort of caught me off guard. And so I said, okay, we talked. We had a few words about the Sun Devils. And then there was a message on my cell phone. So I'm going in. And I said, I wonder what this message is from. I probably have done something wrong. Well, doggone if it wasn't my son, Sean, from Carroll College in Helena, Montana, who left a message for his dad as well, saying, I'm thinking of you. I'm praying for you. So the father is sometimes surprised by his sons, is what I will say. I don't have anything remarkable historic to say, so I guess I'll just do a let's go type of thing. We're all worried, and I'm not going to go overboard here, Senator Hass. Senator Hass sometimes says that, like the governor, I'm more half empty than half full. We're all worried. Worried about our children and grandchildren, their education. We're worried about seniors being able to pay for the medicine, about families on food stamps, about the sick children and adults who can't get care. We're worried about the foster children. We're worried about building roads and bridges, about keeping commuters and trucks and buses and planes and trains moving. We're worried. We're worried about our troops and their families. We're worried about all those who are unemployed and all those, yes, all those who will be unemployed. I'm about to make a quote. It's a tough quote for me to make, but I'm going to make it. Yogi Berra once said, Yogi Berra, the great Yankee, who's a Hall of Famer, great catcher, the future ain't what it used to be. Being a Red Sox fan, that's why it was difficult for me to quote Yogi, although I love him. Of course, what he meant is things are different. The world order is changing. Enter the 75th legislature, the 75th version of the Oregon State Senate. Each of us has lived long enough to know about life, about politics, and about the legislature. In the last few sessions, including the one we had in that famous supplemental session in February, we had our bad fights. Oh, yes, we did. We had our fierce debates. There were minority reports. There were procedural votes. But we got along. We found a way to get along. And I hope we can get along this session. Each of us must and will work very hard to get our people and our Oregon, my Oregon, through this. You know, it's interesting about the legislature when I try to describe it to people why I think it's different than the executive branch, judicial branch, both branches I have immense respect for. But the legislature is special. We work in units. Our work is done in groups. In work groups, coalitions, caucuses, subcommittees, full committees, quorums and majorities here on the Senate floor. That's how we work. That's our world. That's where we become very good. That's what we do. Yet you and I, in a very strange way, are very alone here. You are alone. You are alone, and I am alone. We don't get the red shirt. We have no substitutes, no backups. There's only you, and there's only one of you, and there's only one of me. Nobody gets to vote for you. Nobody gets to explain your vote. It's you. You and me and the groups in which we live. Again, if I might go to baseball. I love all sports, but for some reason, baseball has caught my fancy today. In the movie A League of Their Own, that was a woman league made up of women baseball players during the Second World War, when many of the baseball players, the Major League Baseball, went off to war. And so they decided to create a league of women baseball players. They did very well. In the movie, Tom Hanks plays the manager of the Rockford Peaches in the All-Women's Baseball League. When his all-star catcher, Dottie Henson, the league's best player from Oregon, complains that the game is hard, he tells her that she's right. Quote, "It's supposed to be hard," he said. "If it weren't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great. And it's what makes you an all-star." Being in the legislature, I've always said, is hard. And it's supposed to be hard, designed that way. To be good at it, it takes time, a lot of work, a lot of hours. And yes, at least for me, it's taken a little bit of luck. My fellow senators, the legislature is hard, and it's real hard when you combine it with an economic perfect storm and a mission impossible budget. That's hard, real hard. It's where we're at. But it's the hard that makes it great. It's the hard that makes you special. And it's the hard that will decide in June if we are all-stars. Each of us has chosen and has been chosen to be here on this team at this time. We will weather this perfect storm. We will complete this impossible mission. Let's go. Thank you. The Senate will continue under the provisions of the report of the Committee on Permanent Organization, Order of Business, with the election of permanent officers of the Senate. Nominations for President Pro Tem of the Senate are now in order. Recognize Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is my great pleasure to nominate Senator Rick Metzger for President Pro Tem of the Senate and move that nominations for President Pro Tem of the Senate be closed and that a unanimous ballot be cast for Senator Rick Metzger for President Pro Tem of the Senate for the 75th Legislative Assembly.
Senator Burdick nominates Senator Rick Metzger for President Pro Tem and moves the nomination for President Pro Tem be closed and that the journal editor be instructed to cause the records to show that a unanimous ballot was cast for Senator Rick Metzger for President Pro Tem of the Senate for the 75th Legislative Assembly. Is there any discussion? Those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed, no. The motion has carried. Rick Metzger, by unanimous ballot, is now declared President Pro Tem of the Senate for the 75th Legislative Assembly. I appoint Senators Carter and Senators Nelson to escort President Pro Tem Senator Rick Metzger to the rostrum.
The Honorable Kate Brown, Secretary of State, will administer the oath of office to the newly elected President Pro Tem of the Senate.
Thank you. Thank you. I, Rick Metzger.
I, Rick Metzger.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of President Pro Tem of the Senate.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties of President Pro Tempore of the Oregon Senate.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nominations for Secretary of the Senate are now in order. Recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. I nominate Judy Hall for Secretary of the Senate and move that nominations for Secretary of the Senate be closed and that the journal editor be instructed to cause the records to show the unanimous ballot was cast for Judy Hall for Secretary of the Senate for the 75th Legislative Assembly.
Senator Devlin moves that the nominations for Secretary of the Senate be closed and that the journal editor be instructed to cause the records to show that a unanimous ballot was cast for Judy Hall for Secretary of the Senate for the 75th Legislative Assembly. Is there any discussion? Those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion has carried. Justice W. Michael Gillette will administer the oath of office to the Secretary of the Senate.
You raise your right hand. I, and state your name.
I, Judy Hall.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of Secretary of the Senate.
The duties of Secretary of Senate.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just before we go to the next order of business, the new Secretary of State here asked me, she says, do I have to leave now? And I said, no, you can stay. She says, well, I like being here. I don't want to leave. So the Secretary of State, she wants to stay here. As you know, she's one of our former members. And she says, I guess she's pretty sentimental about being here. So you can stay as long as you want. Your budget won't change, but you can stay as long as you want. Under the provisions of the report of the Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business, I will now appoint a Special Rules Committee. The following senators are appointed to the Special Rules Committee. Senator Richard Devlin, the Chair. Senator Ted Ferrioli, the Vice Chair. Senator Jason Atkinson, Senator Jenny Burdick, and Senator Rick Metzger. The Senate will be at ease while the Special Committee meets.
Members, I move that the 2007 regular session and interim rules, as amended and distributed to the desks, be adopted as the permanent Senate rules for the 2009 regular session and interim.
Senator Devlin moves that the 2007 regular session interim rules, as amended, distributed to the desks, be adopted as the permanent Senate rules for the 2009 regular session and interim. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. Each of you have a copy on your desk of the proposed rules. The first page is a summary of the proposed changes. The leadership and both sides of the aisle have worked extensively on these rules. I believe that they have kept members aware of any changes that are being made, and I believe there is no controversy relative to the rules that are before you.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Boquist, please.
Mr. President, to the motion.
Please.
Mr. President, being the almost the most junior member in the chamber and coming from the House, which is a much more rancorous event, as many of you know, and some of my colleagues just came over there, I did raise several concerns in the rules. I look forward to your leadership in ensuring that my concerns are overcome. But based on the issue of committee notices where individuals may not be able to receive notice of a committee meeting late in the session, and based on my concerns of the previous chamber in which we'll just say the leadership there, which I know is not the leadership here, did not allow me to put forth amendments in several bills. So I have a philosophical concern. I agree with 99.9% of this, and I look forward to your leadership in this, but I will be a no vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Boquist. Further discussion, please. The question is on the adoption of the 2007 regular session and interim rules with amendments as the permanent rules of the Senate for the 2009 regular session interim. Those in favor of the motion will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. Would the please call the roll? Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson?
Yes.
Bates?
Aye.
Bonamici?
Aye.
Boquist?
No.
Burdick?
Aye.
Carter? Devlin? Devlin?
Aye.
Dingfelder?
Aye.
Ferrioli?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Gerard?
Aye.
Gerard?
Aye.
Hass?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cruz?
Aye.
Metzger?
Aye.
Miles Anderson?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Morissette?
Aye.
Morse?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Brzezinski?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Schrader?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Telfer? Berger,
aye.
Walker,
aye.
Whitsett,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
President Courtney,
yes.
Voting no, Boquist, 29 ayes.
The motion has carried. I have made the following standing committee appointments: Business Transportation, Senator Rick Metzger, Chair; Senator Bruce Starr, Vice Chair; Senator Larry George; Senator Martha Schrader; Senator Joanne Verger. Committee on Workforce Development, Senator Diane Rosenbaum is Chair; Senator Chris Telfer, Vice Chair; Senator Larry George; Senator Lori Montes Anderson; Senator Floyd Brzezinski. Consumer Protection and Public Affairs, Senator Suzanne Bonamici is the Chair; Senator Larry George, the Vice Chair; Senator Jenny Burdick; Senator Fred Gerard; Senator Diane Rosenbaum. Education and General Government, Senator Mark Hass, Chair; Senator Frank Morris, Vice Chair; Senator Suzanne Bonamici; Senator Jeff Cruz; and Senator Rick Metzger. Environment and Natural Resources, Senator Jackie Dingfelder, Chair; Senator Jason Atkinson, Vice Chair; Senator Brian Boquist; Senator Mark Hass; Senator Floyd Brzezinski. Finance and Revenue, Senator Jenny Burdick, Chair; Senator Frank Morris, Vice Chair; Senator Mark Hass; Senator Diane Rosenbaum; and Senator Chris Telfer. Human Services and Rural Health Policy, Senator Bill Morissette, Chair; Senator Jeff Cruz, Vice Chair; Senator Lori Montes Anderson; Senator Chris Telfer; Senator Joanne Verger. Healthcare and Veterans Affairs, Senator Lori Montes Anderson is the Chair; Senator Jeff Cruz, Vice Chair; Senator Alan Bates; Senator Bill Morissette; Senator Frank Morris. Judiciary, Senator Floyd Brzezinski is the Chair; Senator Brian Boquist is the Vice Chair; Senator Suzanne Bonamici; Senator Jackie Dingfelder; and Senator Doug Whitsitt. Rules, Senator Richard Devlin is the Chair; Senator Ted Ferriero is the Vice Chair; Senator Jason Atkinson; Senator Jenny Burdick; Senator Rick Metzger. The Joint Ways and Means Committee, Senator Margaret Carter is the co-chair; Senator Betsy Johnson is the vice chair; Senator Alan Bates; Senator Fred Gerard; Senator Rod Monroe; Senator Dave Nelson; Senator Joanne Verger; Senator Vicky Walker; Senator Doug Whitsitt; Senator Jackie Winters;
The Human Services Subcommittee, Senator Alan Bates, co-chair, Senator Margaret Carter, Senator Jackie Winters, Education Subcommittee, Senator Rod Monroe is the co-chair, Senator Richard Devlin, Senator Fred Gerard, General Government Subcommittee, Senator Jackie Winters, co-chair, Senator Betsy Johnson, Senator Martha Schrader, Capital Construction and Information Technology Subcommittee, Senator Peter Courtney, co-chair, Senator Mark Carter, Senator Dave Nelson, Natural Resources Subcommittee, Senator Vicky Walker, co-chair, Senator Jackie Dingfelder, Senator David Nelson, Public Safety Subcommittee, Senator Joanne Verger, co-chair, Senator Vicky Walker, Senator Doug Whitsitt, Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee, Senator Betsy Johnson, co-chair, Senator Rob Monroe, Senator Bruce Starr, Special Joint Committee on Session Schedule, Senator Richard Devlin, chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, vice chair, Senator Jason Atkinson, Senator Jenny Burdick, Senator Rick Metzger. Reports from conference committees, reports from standing committees, reports from the special committees, propositions and motions, actions on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation, introduction, first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 5501 relating to financial administration of Oregon Advocacy Commission's Office for Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5502 relating to financial administration of the State Department of Agriculture, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5503 relating to financial administration of the State Department of Agriculture and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5504 relating to financial administration of Oregon Department of Aviation, Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5505 relating to State Financial Administration, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 5506 relating to State Financial Administration, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 5507 relating to Financial Administration of State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 5508 relating to Financial Administration of State Board of Clinical Social Workers, and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 5509 relating to Financial Administration of State Board of Clinical Social Workers, and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 5510 relating to Financial Administration of Columbia River Gorge Commission and Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5511 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5512 relating to Financial Administration of Construction Contractors Board and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5513 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Consumer and Business Services and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5514 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Consumer and Business Services and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5515 relating to Financial Administration of Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5516 relating to Financial Administration of the Oregon Board of Dentistry and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5517 relating to Financial Administration of Oregon Board of Dentistry and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5518 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Justice, Property Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5519 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Education, Property Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5520 relating to Financial Administration of Department of Education, Property Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5521 relating to Financial Administration of Department of Environmental Quality, Property Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5522 relating to Financial Administration of the State Forestry Department and Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5523 relating to Financial Administration of Oregon Government Ethics Commission, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5524 relating to Financial Administration of the Office of the Governor, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5525 relating to Financial Administration of the Oregon Health Licensing Agency and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5526 relating to Financial Administration of the Oregon Health Licensing Agency and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5527 relating to Financial Administration of Specified Boards and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5528 relating to Financial Administration of the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5529 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Human Services, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5530 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Human Services, Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5531 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Land Conservation and Development, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5532 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Land Conservation and Development, Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5533 relating to Financial Administration of the Land Use Board of Appeals, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5534 relating to State Financial Administration and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5535 relating to Lottery Bonds, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5536 relating to Financial Administration of the Oregon Military Department, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5537 relating to Financial Administration of the Oregon Private Office of Private Health Partnerships, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5538 relating to Financial Administration of State Board of Psychologic Examiners and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5539 relating to Financial Administration of the Public Employees Retirement System and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5540 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Revenue, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5541 relating to Financial Administration of the Secretary of State, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5542 relating to Financial Administration of the State Department of State Lands, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5543 relating to State Financial Administration, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5544 relating to Financial Administration of the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5545 relating to Financial Administration of the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5546 relating to Financial Administration of the State Board of Tax Practitioners and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5547 relating to Financial Administration of the Tobacco Settlements Funds Account and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5548 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Transportation, Appropriating Money and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5549 relating to Financial Administration of the Department of Transportation and Declaring Emergency. Senate Bill 5550 relating to financial administration of the state treasurer and declare emergency. Senate Bill 5551 relating to financial administration of the Water Resources Department, appropriating money and declare emergency. Senate Bill 5552 relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declare emergency. Senate Bill 5553 relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declare emergency. Senate Bill 5554 relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declare emergency. Senate Bill 5555 relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declare emergency. Senate Bill 5556 relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declare emergency. Senate Bill 5557 relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declare emergency. Senate Bill 5558 relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declare emergency. Senate Bill 5559 relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declare emergencies. Senate Bill 5560 relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declare emergencies. Senate Bill 5561 relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declare emergencies. Senate Bill 5562 relating to state financial administration and declare emergencies. Senate concurrent resolution 2 establishing deadlines for completion of legislative measures and date of adjournment signed aye. Senate Bill 11 relating to healthcare workforce data collection and declare emergency. Senate Bill 12 relating to healthcare practitioner student loan tax credit and prescribing effective dates. Senate Bill 13 relating to records of motor vehicle accidents. Senate Bill 14 relating to Oregon Patient Safety Commission. Senate Bill 15 relating to financial administration of Oregon Patient Safety Commission, appropriating money and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 16 relating to advanced directives for healthcare. Senate Bill 17 relating to combinations of vehicles and appropriating money. Senate Bill 18 relating to rates for payments of non-contracting hospitals and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 19 relating to minors. Senate Bill 20 relating to radon mitigation in buildings. Senate Bill 21 relating to objective criteria for selection of vaccines. Senate Bill 22 relating to pesticides. Senate Bill 23 relating to Oregon Patient Safety Commission. Senate Bill 24 relating to health benefit plan coverage of telemedical services. Senate Bill 25 relating to Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board and declare emergency. Senate Bill 26 relating to tax expenditure review panel and declare emergency. Senate Bill 27 relating to Oregon Rainy Day Fund. Senate Bill 28 relating to tax policy. Senate Bill 29 relating to elections. Senate Bill 30 relating to government ethics. Senate Bill 31 relating to government ethics. Senate Bill 32 relating to government ethics. Senate Bill 33 relating to sales of catalytic converters and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 34 relating to taxation and prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 35 relating to alternative fuel requirements and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 36 relating to tolling of intrastate bridges. Senate Bill 37 relating to payment for health care services and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 38 relating to climate change and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 39 relating to rural health safety net, appropriating money and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 40 relating to surplus revenue funds. Senate Bill 41 relating to education service districts. Senate Bill 42 relating to testing prior to competition and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 43 relating to private alternative education programs and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 44 relating to kindergarten. Senate Bill 45 relating to conduct by school employees and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 46 relating to background checks for schools and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 47 relating to licensing power of Teacher Standards and Practices Commission and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 48 relating to sexual offenses involving students and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 49 relating to Oregon University System, appropriating money and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 50 relating to deadlines for notices of claim on contractors' payment bonds and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 51 relating to prevailing wage education enforcement account and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 52 relating to construction contractor licensing. Senate Bill 53 relating to prevailing rates of wages and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 54 relating to certified statements of payroll records for public works. Senate Bill 55 relating to eligibility for public works contracts and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 56 relating to complaint of discriminatory practice. Senate Bill 57 relating to unlawful employment practices. Senate Bill 58 relating to discriminatory practices involving real property and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 59 relating to housing discrimination and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 60 relating to fees incurred by Bureau of Labor and Industries for collection of judgment. Senate Bill 61 relating to exemption from lobbyist regulations. Senate Bill 62 relating to administration of public funds and appropriating money. Senate Bill 63 relating to child development specialist programs and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 64 relating to school finance and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 65 relating to school finance and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 66 relating to criminal record checks requested by Department of Education and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 67 relating to student data. Senate Bill 68 relating to kindergarten and prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 69 relating to pilot education service district and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 70 relating to amounts received by state school fund of Department of Education and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 71 relating to residency of public charter school students. Senate Bill 72 relating to special education and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 73 relating to substitute teachers and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 74 relating to interstate compact for adult offender supervision and appropriate money. Senate Bill 75 relating to the disability of the governor. Senate Bill 76 relating to Klamath River dams and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 77 relating to fiscally distressed counties and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 78 relating to county fiscal planning and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 79 relating to energy use of buildings. Senate Bill 80 relating to greenhouse gas emissions, appropriating money and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 81 relating to performance security of lottery contractors. Senate Bill 82 relating to preparation of state lottery budget report. Senate Bill 83 relating to devices for playing state lottery games. Senate Bill 84 relating to government ethics. Senate Bill 85 relating to government ethics adjudication process and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 86 relating to extradition, Senate Bill 87 relating to death investigation, Senate Bill 88 relating to non-retail facilities and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 89 relating to explosives, Senate Bill 90 relating to novelty lighters and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 91 relating to liquefied petroleum gas, Senate Bill 92 relating to research conducted by the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, Senate Bill 93 relating to collection of delinquent accounts and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 94 relating to fingerprints requested by Department of Veterans Affairs and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 95 relating to benefits for performing military service and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 96 relating to terminology discovering veterans, Senate Bill 97 relating to loan cancellation life insurance, Senate Bill 98 relating to veterans transportation and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 99 relating to conditions of probation, Senate Bill 100 relating to Department of Corrections, Senate Bill 234 relating to procedure for judicial review of land use decisions, Senate Bill 235 relating to small states, Senate Bill 236 relating to estates, Senate Bill 237 relating to powers of attorney, Senate Bill 238 relating to protective proceedings, Senate Bill 239 relating to notices required for foreclosures of trustees and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 240 relating to personal information about debtors and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 241 relating to actions for possessions of property and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 242 relating to previous convictions, Senate Bill 243 relating to criminal procedure, Senate Bill 266 relating to commencement of actions, Senate Bill 268 relating to rules of the Chief Justice concerning data that state courts may collect, Senate Bill 270 relating to courts and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 302 relating to Oregon Tort Claims Act, Senate Bill 305 relating to Oregon Tort Claims Act, Senate Bill 311 relating to Oregon Tort Claims Act and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 338 relating to State Financial Administration and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 339 relating to allotments and declaring emergency.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral, and our reading clerk has passed his first test. Mr. Nick Herman. Second reading of Senate measures. Third reading of Senate measures. First reading of House measures. Second reading of House measures. Third reading of House measures. Other business Senate. The reading clerk will read messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am directed by the Speaker to inform you that he has signed the House organized. There's a typo here. Okay. The House is organized and is ready for the business of the regular session of the 75th Legislative Assembly. The elected officials are Speaker of the House, Representative Dave Hunt, Speaker Pro Temp, Representative Arnie Roblin, Chief Clerk of the House, Ramona Kennedy, and the House Sergeant of Arms is Tom Matthews. Mr. President, I am directed by the Speaker to inform you that she has signed the members of the Senate are invited to sit in the joint session with the members of the House at 11 a.m. today for the purpose of hearing the State of the State Address by the Honorable Theodore R. Kulongowski, Governor of Oregon.
Recognize Senator Rosenbaum, please.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate accept the invitation from the House to meet in joint session to receive the State of the State Address from Governor Theodore Kulongoski.
Senator Rosenbaum moves that the Senate accept the invitation from the House to meet in joint session to receive the State of the State Address from Governor Kulongoski. Recognize Senator Girard, please.
Mr. President, I second that motion.
If there is no objection, it is so ordered. Announcements. Just before I do that, I want to especially welcome our newest members, Senator Jackie Dingfelder. I must tell you, Senator Dingfelder scared the daylights out of me. She and her husband left in early December to go to Israel for a little visit. So I got real worried about that situation, and I had emails even sent to her trying to reach her. You come home right away. And, you know, I have to apologize to her because when she walked in my office late last week, I said, I'm not happy with you, which is not the way you greet a new senator, especially if you want her vote for president. But I am very grateful that you're with us, Senator Dingfelder. It's a pleasure to have you. And I will tell you, I was nervous. And I believe that even Senator Dingfelder herself felt that it was at times a little risky over there. So welcome aboard. Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, it's very interesting. Up until a few moments ago, Senator Rosenbaum was the Speaker of the Oregon House. If you know, probably she didn't know how that happened, she was the Speaker pro tem. Senator Jeff Merkley finally decided to resign a few weeks ago, which made her the Speaker. Senator Rosenbaum comes into my office just before the Legislative Administration Committee meeting at 11 o'clock last Friday. She sits down, and she wanted to get real close to me. And I don't like people getting close to me. I don't like people touching me. I don't like hugging. I don't believe in any of that stuff. And there's a lot of chairs at my desk, and she chose one very close to me, and I felt very ill at ease. And she said, "Peter, I just want you to know, I am the speaker, and I love dogs." Which did no good at all, because I then still proceeded an hour later to vote on the famous ban that you've all heard about. So, again, that was my introduction to Senator Rosenbaum, Senator Chris Telfer. She is an accountant and a CPA. No, no, Peter, don't ever say that. I learned that from Jonathan, the chief of staff to Senator Ferrioli, because she is our only CPA, and he said, whatever you do never call a CPA an accountant. They don't like that at all. So I almost made a major mistake here today by referring to Senator Telfer as a CPA accountant. And I should have known that because my brother's a CPA, and years ago he got mad at me for the same thing. So welcome, our only CPA. We're glad to have you here. Ryan Boquist. We've already gotten to know Senator Boquist here this morning. I hadn't planned to say that. I had another thing I was going to say about him, but I think I'll just... He was a student. When I first went to work at Western Oregon University, I'll just say this. He was a lowly student. I was assistant to the president. Since then, he's become a state representative, today a state senator, and he is a lieutenant colonel. So I guess now I have to salute him for a lot of reasons. So, Senator Boquist, we're very pleased to have you here. As I say, you've already made your presence felt. And then there's Senator Martha Schrader. This is endearing. She was chosen, what, in the middle of last Friday afternoon, right? That's when she was chosen. Okay. So I went to call her on her cell phone. You ever call someone on their cell phone and the message, that you can't, it's filled up, right? Their voice message thing is filled up, so you can't leave a message. So I thought, I can't tell her congratulations. So I thought, you know, I'm a genius. I'll call her husband back in Washington, D.C., because I've memorized his cell phone. I know it. So I call the cell phone number, and I leave a long message for the good U.S. members, U.S. congressman from the 5th District, because he's not answering his cell phone, but at least there's room for me to leave a message on his. I left a message, I want to congratulate you and Martha, blah, blah, blah. That was about 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. At 7 o'clock that night, the good member of Congress calls me back and leaves me a message. Peter, I can't get a hold of her either. If you see her, you congratulate her for me. I just leave that for what it is. So anyway, we're pleased to each have each and every one of you here for your individual talents, collectively and everything else. We're going to need you. But I especially want to welcome, and I hope we'll give a loud round of applause to our newest members, Senator Dingfelder, Senator Rosenbaum, Senator Telfer, Senator Boquist, and Senator Schrader. And one last thing, I do appreciate the gesture by the Republicans for the white rose. However, this is a note I received a little bit after receiving this from Senator Jason Atkinson. Every rose has its thorn. Love, Jason. Right here. It's Jason. The Senate is not meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday. We will be attending the Senate Leadership Institute on Tuesday. The breakfast begins promptly at 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday at the Putnam University Center at Willamette University. This information, along with a campus map, has been distributed to all members. The Senate will assemble in the middle aisle of the Senate chamber at 10:50 to organize for a processional to the joint session at 11 a.m. over the House. It's very important. Please, 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 please hear what I'm about to say. Immediately following the joint assembly over there, a photograph of the full Senate will be taken on the grand staircase leading up to the Senate chambers, right out there. Please go directly to that location immediately after exiting the House chamber. Now, we're going to have a bunch of people grabbing us off the floor to make sure we get here. But if one member doesn't show up for that picture, we have to wait. We wait, and we wait, and we wait. And then when they show up, very bad things happen to that member. So please, when the joint session's over, please go out, go to those stairs right there, and we take a picture of all 30 of us for history. Before proceeding to the House for joint session, I recognize Senator Schrader.
I move that the Senate adjourn until Thursday, January 15th at 11:30 a.m.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until Thursday, January 15th at 11 a.m.